Welcome to Wacky Geeks, formerly known as Grinder's Box Yap. This week on the show, iPhone, GTA, console price cuts, Photoshopped missiles, and just for your enjoyment with those missiles, Jack Effin Thompson and Final Fantasy. I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And yes, you're officially listening to Wacky Geeks. this is show number 40. I should have said that during the thing, but I didn't. Oh, well, this is kind of a first time run, so.
Yeah.
Trying everything out.
And you should see what's on the editing room floor, really.
Yeah. I guess we ought to get right to it. We've been wanting to hear about the new iPhone 3G edition, and since it's come out, we're curious, does it blend? And
does anything ever not blend? That is the question.
Yes. BlendTech blends an iPhone 3G.
Now, that's kind of crazy, because yep. You have to sign up for the service and everything for 2 years. So
I wonder if he bought the insurance.
That'd be great. Carry your phone in a blender. Sorry, it kind of malfunctioned.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to it. It just kind of fell in when I was blending my iPhone 2G phone. I can't wait to get back to the office and try out my new phone. My new iPhone.
So I'm not going to need the old one anymore. So I'm going to blend it. Oh, he blends the old phone.
So cool. Nope. Watch. It's so much faster. It's going to keep Touch. Me more organized. He is. And eventually, folks, when we record this, we're going to be recording this live. So you can actually maybe possibly see this. We're not for sure how that's going to work. That's the new one. See it?
Oh my gosh.
It's the new phone.
Wow. That's sad.
He blends the wrong phone on purpose, I think.
Oh boy, iPhone smoke. Don't breathe this. Wait a minute. This isn't ice smoke. This must be 3G smoke. I blended the wrong phone. Oh, well. Maybe I could put this on eBay.
Oh, the iPhone 3G. Will it blend?
Yep. So now we know the 3G iPhone does blend in a BlendTech blender. And what's funny? The BlendTech blender still costs more than iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the new iPhone, anyways. Now, the Grand Theft Auto. This is one of the greatest explosions ever in Grand Theft Auto 4, where they do a cheat. And
they get tons of cops there.
Yeah.
This is all on YouTube. If you want to sit there and, by the way, if you do want to sit there and go up and see these videos, we have links on our website at wackygeeks.com.
Yeah.
Just go up and look at show number 40, and you can see the links for these.
Yep.
This video is up on YouTube, and the explosion he does cause actually, causes the machines, the graphics engine in GTA to almost choke.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, too, to see it after a while, because he breaks back into it after a while, and you it has, a whole city block full of police cars around him.
Next on the list, console price cuts, starting with... Well, actually, it was starting with Microsoft originally. They announced their price cut before E3. They dropped the price on the 20 gig from $349 down to $299. And they announced that they are coming out with a new Xbox 360 that is going to be available on... That's a 60 gig that's going to be available in like a month. That will take the price point of the original 20 gig. Which 60 gigs is pretty cool. I'm glad that Microsoft finally upgraded the storage on their base level.
That's cool.
So... And Sony, meanwhile, announced a price cut on the PS3 during their E3 presentation.
Really?
Yeah. They're getting rid of the 40 gig. They're going to replace it with an 80 gig model, but it's not the 80 gig that you can currently get. It doesn't come with any games, and also it doesn't have backwards compatibility in it at all.
Let's see here. That deserves a...
Yeah, epic fail, guys. Way to go. You know, for the company that, you know, for the company that made fun of Microsoft for having like 60 to 70% backwards compatibility on their console, they're not doing so hot.
And speaking of people that are not doing so hot is Iran.
Iran, you really need to, you know what, come over to the States, hire a good Photoshop artist, take them back, you know, pay them lots of money.
Yeah, it'll Iran be worth it. Has made a, they sent out this photo of a bunch of missiles launched, and it was Photoshopped badly, and you could tell that it was a bunch of they multiplied the missiles and added a whole bunch of extra missiles that weren't
at least one extra missile that failed to launch. They were supposed to have four launches. They only had three. So they Photoshopped and copied one of the launches complete with clouds and everything. And, it's pretty obvious the fact that they Photoshopped it. Well, people have been helping Iran, you know, adding in, fixing their Photoshop screw-ups, and adding in, like, Godzilla and LOL cats and pretty much you name it, they're there. So, anyhow.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
If you go up to Flickr and just type Iran missiles, it's you'll find insane. A bunch
of them. Yeah. And speaking of people who probably need to have a missile launched at them.
Well, Jack Thompson's back in the news again, folks. Surprise, surprise. Jack effin' Thompson. Although, this time, he didn't open his big fat mouth. Well, he kind of did. He said that the judge was absolutely bleeping nuts. Whoops.
I'll beep that out.
Okay. Anyhow, told the judge that they were... Said in a public statement that the judge was totally nuts. And he should sit there and... That he shouldn't be the one in the loony bin that the judge should be. The judge apparently didn't like this too much. And in her final recommendations regarding Jack Thompson... recommends not the temporary disbarment of 10 years that the Florida bar wants, but one recommend permanent disbarment for Jack Thompson, as well as a $43,000 fine. This is one reason you do not tick off a judge. I don't care who you are. You don't tick off a judge.
Boy. Find that pedal. There it is.
Anyhow.
Anyways. Let's see here.
Our final story.
Okay.
This was a big shocker. This shocked everybody.
What's that?
Final Fantasy 13 is no longer a PlayStation 3 exclusive. It will be coming to Xbox 360 everywhere in the world except for Japan. This and Metal Gear Solid and a couple other games where Sony's, you know, saving grace. We're the PlayStation 3. We have the games you want.
But, I hear that some of those fanboys are not so happy about all of this.
Yeah, they're calling Squaresoft a traitor, demanding seppuku, and, you know, saying that they are evil. They are not a good Japanese company, and that, you know, Sony fans should just not even buy the PlayStation 3 version of Final Fantasy 13. because they claim that it's so easy to copy discs on the Xbox 360. They kind of forget if you install those hacks, the fact you can't play online anymore. That's kind of a big deal to most Xbox 360 people. Maybe it's just me, but, you know.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's pretty big news. I mean, this First GTA, I swear, Sony executives, the same Sony executives that had heart attacks 2 years ago when GTA got announced for Xbox 360 for day and date, probably had double coronaries this year.
Oh, boy. Well, I kind of want to know what you guys want to hear about all these articles. If you go to our website, wackygeeks.com, and then click on the episode. This is number 40. And you can leave your own comments about all this. So we'd like to hear what you got to say about the PlayStation 3 and our nice, wonderful guy, Jack Thompson.
And if you have any Iranian photoshopped missile picture photos to us to provide, feel free to add links to them.
Yeah. Yep. Add links or you can also, now I keep on forgetting what it's called. What is it when they use the, it kind of seems like it stopped somewhat. They're adding links to YouTube to the guy that's singing.
Oh, Rick.
Rick Rolling. Rick, yes, Rolling. You could Rick Roll us if you want.
The Rick Rolling has ended. It ended a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, guess this kind of ends the show for right now. I'm Michael Wilhelm.
I'm Mike Dunlap.
And you're listening to Wacky Geeks, Embracing Your Inner Geek. Ah, I killed the music. Oh, Mike shot me.
What'd you get for screwing up so much?
Oh, well, I'll see you later.